Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Andrew Bell, the chairman of Red Rock Resources, which is a natural resource development company listed on AIM. Firstly, Andrew, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good to hear. The company released an RNS yesterday about the Steelman loan being repaid. Do you want to elaborate more on this?
Yes. Well, we had, of course, got a back-to-back there, which was not precisely matched. But we'd borrowed money, we'd lent money to Steelman, in return for which we got a 16% initial stake in the Steelman business, which increased at 1% a month after the first couple of months. So we got that repaid yesterday, which was the date that it had to be repaid. And because if it had taken longer than that, more than 8 months, there'd have been a rollover and they'd have had to pay an extra 5% and then had an amortizing schedule over a period of months to repairs. So it's very satisfactory that they repaid on the first maturity date. That means that we got all our money back and we then repaid the other side of the transaction and we're left with essentially just over £1.6 million surplus from that deal on our books and a 22% stake in a very good business.
Okay. Is there any plans for that money?
Well, no. I think that we have operated for a number of years rather short of funds, and a good business in this sector. At the moment, our market cap is, I think, 5 million or less, but let's say that it should normally be at least 10 million. Suppose we were at 10 million and we had a cash of 3 million at the end of June, then I would regard that as a pretty normal situation. So it's not as if we suddenly got so much money that we need, that it's burning a hole in our pockets and we need to do something.
The RNS also mentions that Steelman forecasts its first production in April. Is that still going to be the case?
Yes. The first production had been planned for the first quarter in March, and when a group of investors out there not long ago, with Scott and myself, we were all thinking that March was eminently doable. In fact, one or two of the costs were a little bit higher, and as part of the financing us out, the company raised a little bit of money to complete the plant. And the process of due diligence and getting all the conditions precedent finished for the Swiss banking institution that provided the money took 3 weeks longer than they'd initially thought. That 3 weeks seems to me to have translated pretty much directly into 3 months onto the timetable for completion. It's as simple as that, nothing untoward.
Okay, so that's April's what people should expect. Yep. Are there going to be other updates along the way or in the coming months that you'll be talking about?
Well, you know, I think just sticking to the ferrosilicon for a moment, when the original projections on our investment were done, the ferrosilicon price was 1150, maybe 1200 euros. And I think our forecasts were based on 1150. The price is now about 1650. It had lagged the Asian prices for quite a while because Europe is a bit of a market to itself and has anti-dumping duties and other sort of protections. But the price has now gone up. I would have thought the return will be quite strong. And if you look at the likely EBITDA, when the price was lower, we were forecasting that the business would be running at an annualized 5, 6, 7 million euros EBITDA, while the estimation must be that it would now be somewhat higher. And what kind of multiple you put on that EBITDA for the whole business, I don't know. Suppose you put a 7 times on it, you might well be talking of 50 million euros or more, and we'd have 22% of that. This is a business that's also expanding. There's going to be a second furnace, which will, as soon as the first one's stabilized, we'll be looking at refurbishing that and bringing it into production. That's less big, but equally it has no additional overheads associated with it. So a lot of the sales from that, the profit would drop down to the bottom line. We see a quite promising business prospect for this ferrosilicon plant. In other words, you know, we've got 22% of something for nothing. In fact, we got it for less than nothing because we were borrowing in dollars and we were lending in euros. And quite exceptionally, because of the stage that the dollar was at, having had a long-term uptrend that had quite clearly peaked and was the dollar was beginning to correct downwards, we took a very conscious decision not to try to hedge the expensive anyway. And the market moved about 10% in our favor. So we've got a net cost of less than zero for a 22% stake in a business that actually looks extremely valuable and worth much more than our market value.
That's not bad going at all. It looks like 2018 is going to be a good year for you with Steelman.
Yes, I mean, I think that even before we did the Steelman deal 8 months ago, remember this whole cycle, getting in and getting out and being where we are now, has taken only 8 months. But even before that, people could look at Red Rock and say, with our interests, with our gold royalty, with our gold assets, which we're trying to sort out in Kenya, it's 1.2 million ounces, with our stake in Jupiter Mines, which is getting listed, the stock is extremely undervalued, perhaps. But now we have this additional thing that, with Steelman, which shows, A, that we do retain our capability to do deals. We retain the skills to put deals together. And we also continue with our focus on trying to get production. So we're going to be we have an interest now in manganese production, which is paying us really very healthy dividends of distributions, which more than cover the costs of the business. We have an interest in gold production with the gold royalty. We're now going to have an interest in ferrosilicon production. So with multiple streams of income developing, we are not, and we don't intend to be, the sort of conventional exploration company that completely depends on funding itself from the market and has no revenues.
That's a bit of a rarity on AIM, which is good.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, Andrew, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.